Thunder's Mouth Theatre presents Am I Old Yet? Season 6, Episode 6, Safe as Houses. Team Helen swings into action to get her out of town, while a lady on the bus is having a mysterious conversation, but I'm afraid it's all Greek to me. And when are you going to tell me where we're going, eh? Where are you taking me?
Somewhere safe. Don't worry about it. You'll like it.
How do you know?
Lots of trees for you to talk to.
Who told you I talk to trees?
Everyone knows you talk to trees, Helen.
But they don't listen to me.
I don't know about that. From what I'm hearing, they certainly do listen to you.
Well, they might be listening, but they're not answering back.
Well, that might be a good thing.
True. I'd freak out if they did start answering back. That's actually why I love them so much. They just listen. They don't have opinions. They just carry on being, growing and being.
Inspiring.
Yes, that too. Breathing in.
What was that?
Inspiring. Breathing in. Respiration. Continuing to breathe. Expire. Breathe out. Inspire. Breathe in.
Oh, of course. I never got that connection before. Good on you.
Darling daughter, Sophie.
Mama, where are you? What is that noise?
I'm on the number 86 bus in Liverpool, just turning into Smithtown Road.
Why on earth? Oh no, don't tell me. I don't want to know.
Of course I'm on earth. Where did you think I would be?
Look, I don't know and I don't care. Just let me change back to my normal self, please, Mama. This small girl-child disguise is doing my head in.
Dear me, you sound more English all the time. The sooner we can get back to Greece, the better. There you are.
Oh. Oh, thank you so much. Oh, that is such a relief. And you can drop the fake Greek accent, too.
But I am Greek.
Yes, and so am I. So why aren't we speaking in Greek to each other?
I like English, especially when I'm in England.
Then make like an English person.
Oh, you are such a spoiled sport. Now, why are you calling me? Have you found out what your husband is up to yet?
Yes, I have. He's pretending to be a French professor of politics. And he's going around London following in our tracks, trying to find out what we are doing.
Is he having any luck?
Oh, yes. In spite of having the worst French accent, even worse than our Greek ones, he seems to have figured it out. And he wants to help us.
Oh, really? You believe that? Why would he want to help us? He's never shown any interest in the health of the planet before.
No, but then he's never found himself on a planet so close to mass extinction before.
I see. And what does he think he can do to help? Perhaps he'd just like to move humanity down to the underworld. Hollus bollus. Then we could get on with cleaning up their mess.
Oh, so you're resorting to Latin now?
If I want to, I shall. Carpe diem. Per ardua ad astra.
Oh, now you're just being silly, Mama.
I know. It must be Liverpool that's doing it to
me. All right, I'll bite. What are you doing in Liverpool? Have you found Helen yet?
Oh, she's not here. But I'll tell you who is.
Nearly there.
Ah, it is rather lovely. How long do you think I'll need to stay here?
Until we can figure out what's going on, until we can find a way to make it all work for you?
I suppose so.
I'm sorry, Helen. I understand how hard this must be for you. you really want to use this amazing talent you have.
Excuse me, it's not a talent. It's a superpower.
I agree.
Yes, I know. Like all great power, it has to be handled with great care. And the dogs...
Yes, the dogs. That's what I find so weird.
You mean you don't find me weird?
Oh, of course, you're the queen of weird. But the dogs...
The dogs seem to be able to control it better than I can. They send it up in delicate, slow-moving streams. Yes, totally, absurdly weird. How do they do that, eh? Oh, maybe that's it. Leave it to the dogs. Maybe that was my part in it. I was chosen to set the dogs of the world in action to clean up the planet.
Yeah, I don't buy it.
Why not?
Well, because cleaning up the litter doesn't actually solve the problem at all, as long as humans keep on littering.
Oh, I see what you mean. Humans will keep on littering because they'll think the dogs can just clean it up.
Exactly. And I can't believe that's the only reason you were chosen to have this superpower.
What if the whole idea is to use the clouds of litter to speed up global warming so that we get the message that we have to stop?
Just thought. Not a nice one, but definitely a thought.
Yeah, but then Dio and Sefi, that woman and the child who brought me the message in the first place, they really didn't seem to be telling me that I was chosen to turn the Earth into a living hell or a dying one. They kept saying, save the planet. So I must be doing something very wrong. Maybe we have to find a way to stop the dogs.
Here we are.
Oh, wow. Oh, that looks very nice indeed. I thought you said there were trees.
Well, there are. You just have to go for a bit of a walk to get close enough to talk to them. See? Over there.
How did you find it? Airbnb?
No, it belongs to Deji. You know him, he's my boss.
Of course, lovely bloke. Does he know?
No. They just said you needed a break, asked if he knew a nice quiet place in the country, and he offered it for free, for as long as you need it.
Well, that is just wonderful. Please thank him for me.
I shall. Now let's get you unpacked. I reckon you might just come up with something when you've had time to chill out.
Artemis want to get involved in the first place?
Oh, she has her contacts, you know, among the feral dogs. And they were worried, so she dropped by and gave them some training. She wants this problem sorted just as much as any of us. And the mortals need all the help they can get, no?
Oh, I agree. But no matter how much we try to help, there are still those who do not accept that there is a problem.
I know. And that, my darling Persephone, is the problem.
Then are we just tormenting Helen, making her think she can change it all? That is what Hades thinks.
Oh, no. Oh, this is not a cruel game. You know me better than that. We cannot change the mortals. They have to do that for themselves. We can only nudge them in the right direction, hopefully before it is too late. And Helen is helping us to do
but
that.
Mama.
As for your beloved Hades, he is such a downer, always looking on the dark side of life. He's not helping. Tell him to give me a call. I'd like to give him a piece of my mind.
Mama. No, you mustn't do that.
That was Safe as Houses, Episode 6, Am I Old Yet? Season 6. John Warner played Jonathan, while Helen, Dio and Sefi were played by me, Floyd Kennedy. The music, as usual, is from John T. La Barbera's album In the Labyrinth, which is available on Bandcamp. It would be delightful if you would rate and review this when you have a moment. And if you'd like to support the production costs, it does cost money to do this, strangely. I've set up a wishlist campaign at buymeacoffee.com/amiold yet. Huge thanks to my regular patrons at patreon.com/amioldyet. Thanks for listening. Stay safe.